I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a year since former President Mohamed Morsi was overthrown in Egypt. Terrorist groups have been wreaking havoc since then. Ahmed, a Muslim background believer supported by Advancing Native Mission, shares his thoughts on this.
I don't like to say terrorist group because they are obeying Quran. And the Quran gives them order to do what they do.
His ministry engages Egyptian Muslims in conversation about Islam and introduces them to the gospel. Missionaries like Ahmed are standing with those in need. A&M's preparing a container full of supplies for them, and you can help fill it. We've got a link to connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the Supreme Court sided with Hobby Lobby this week, declaring their ability to opt out of providing contraceptive health care to employees due to religious convictions. Bethany Christian Services was one ministry particularly glad to hear the news. Bill Blackwire of Bethany says,
sometimes with this kind of situation, Christians think, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to change. And there again, I think it shows through prayer and faith and standing up what victories could be won.
Blackwire says though this case had to do with a for-profit Christian organization, it's a step to retain the religious freedoms for all Christian groups like Bethany. And God's gifted us with the tools to detect upcoming hardships. With the possibility of famine in South Sudan, Food for the Hungry is gearing up to prevent it. Violence has displaced thousands and closed access points, and while many refugees are returning home to plant crops, they just don't have anything to plant. Food for the Hungry is airdropping seeds and food. You can read the full article online to find out how they're doing this and what you can do to get involved. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to Mission Network News, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.